You're listening to the Audio Salvage Project.
The best music on the internet.
Remix.
ASP.
You look like shit.
Thank you.
David, we can take a week off.
Well, we're going to keep this one brief because I can't talk and I've been sick and I haven't done much this week. But what I have done, I wanted to share with everybody. So this one's been on the horizon for a while. People have requested it in the past. So I found the cleanest copy I could, cleaned it further, and mixed it in stereo. And this is just take over for me, will you?
Anyway, this is George Harrison and Paul Simon from their 1976 appearance on Saturday Night Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend George Harrison.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, I say, well, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, sun, sun. Here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Oh. Little darling, I feel the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, doo doo doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right.
Well, I started cleaning up some John Lennon demos this week, and this is one that I really liked it the first time I heard it. It was in bad shape. It was recorded in the Dakota on a mono cassette. I ripped it to shreds. I stemmed the hell out of it, cleaned everything, re-equalized it, and then did some frequency recovery. And then I wanted to edit it, so I took some liberties with this one, and I totally confess that that's the case. I wanted to make it sound like a studio demo, or just to elevate it a little bit. It had a quality to it that kind of got lost in the cassettes, which were badly recorded, and then on top of that, badly aged. You can hear the original on Lennon's anthology album. It's on disc 4 or album 4, depending on what you have.
Okay, stop talking. This Is John, recorded at the Dakota in the spring of 1980. Remixed, cleaned up, elevated, and David will leave the master to you in his will. The song is called My Life.
My life, take it, it's mine to give. Take it, let me live in you. My life, take it, it's yours. Do what you will, I dedicate it to you. What's the use in waking if you're not there to share the dreams and nightmares? My life, take it for better or worse. Why waste time? We both know together is the only way we'll make it anyway. Take it, my life. My life is you. What's the use in waking if you're not there to share the dream? Nightmare. I've only myself to lose. I've only myself to lose in you. My life, take it for better or worse. Why waste time when we both know together is the only way we're gonna make it anyway? Take it, my life. My life is you.
Well, this is the one that I said I was gonna do, and I've had people, particularly since Now and Then was released, just up my ass about it.
Well, thanks for that image flashing so through my mind.
Sorry. Thank you. But yeah, it's been like a wild ride. But you need to know what I did with this. It's important. I totally ripped it apart. This was a complete rebuild. I wanted to... First of all, I love the song, but I didn't like what Jeff Lynne did to it. He locked it down so tight that it just sounded like the prefab for. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It was tighter than a metronome, the way he had to fix every little timing thing, which was good in a way, and he had to an extent, but John Lennon was, he was sloppy, and he left the slop in, and that was the essence of who he was in terms of in the studio. He didn't mind if the flubs were there. The guy threw his guitar out of tune on purpose, okay? Because so he wanted to know who was playing on his record, so he'd always just sort of tweak it. People look at that and go, well, that's odd. I'm like, well, that's John, you know, that's who he was. So when I reconstructed this, I left some of the timing issues in, and I think it added a little bit of John back to a John song. The vocal track is partly the one that they used. I used parts of it, but I also took parts from previous takes. They say there are 6 takes of real love. That's not true. There's actually 8 if you count the fact that he overdubbed 2 of them. So if we go back to the stripped down version where it's just the piano and the first generation cassette, which is still bad enough, but without the overdubbing, you still have the same take without the extra Lennon overdub on the vocals. And I used that, and that was from take 3. I used their take, which I think was, they'd say it was 6, but I think it was 5. But I used their take 5 for some of it and just cleaned it up. So this is bits and pieces of 3 of John's vocals, which I stripped down and stemmed and cleaned, along with the piano from take 5 and some of the overdub vocals, highly cleaned, so that we have a really, I think, pure, or at least much purer copy of Real Love. So here's the one y'all have been requesting. This is the one you were waiting for. Here it is.
Gone like some forgotten dream. Seems like all I really was doing was waiting for you. Just like little girls and boys playing with their little toys. Seems like all we
That was Real Love Literally Rebuilt, de-emphasizing Jeff Lynne's production and restoring balance to the mix. Go to bed. I hope you feel better soon.
No, thank you. I hope I feel better too. I'm actually literally going to go back to bed right now. There's going to be an extended podcast next week to feature the other things that I started working on. By that, I should have them done. But for now, I just wanted to get these three out to you because I'm starting to work on the solo stuff and I'm really trying to focus more on John Lennon's demos that really need cleaned up badly. So look for more of them as well next week. Hey, listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with what's left of me. I'm going back to bed. See y'all. Have a good week.
Remixed.